The Obama administration weighed in today on the controversial Sea Alaska Lands Bill, signaling that the White House does not support it. The legislation would allow Sea Alaska Native Corporation to go outside of the original Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act lands for about 85,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest. But today, at a congressional hearing in Washington, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Deputy Undersecretary for Forestry, Jay Jensen, said while the department wants Sea Alaska to get its lands due them under ANCSA, USDA has concerns about this plan.
The bill would likely disrupt the delicate balance being struck around sustainable economic diversification and job stabilization on the forest. The lands being sought by Sea Alaska are some of the same lands that are essential to this balance.
The Bureau of Land Management weighed in on what it sees as problems. Marcy Lynn Burke, BLM Deputy Director, says it could set a precedent for other regional corporations.
We are concerned that this could lead or provide an impetus for other regional corporations to attempt to reopen their land claims at this final stage in the land transfer program. If this occurs, it will prolong the process of completing ANCSA entitlements.
Burke says BLM is also concerned with deadlines in the bill, which she says would favor Sea Alaska and put it before other corporations' land conveyances. Republican Congressman Don Young sponsored the House bill and sits on the Natural Resources Committee that hosted today's hearing. He sarcastically told Burke that the process of getting Sea Alaska its lands is really moving fast and has taken 39 years and questioned her concerns.
Have you or anyone else at BLM actually talked to any regional corporations about whether they would be okay with Sea Alaska going first?
I'm not aware of any conversations with other corporations.
So you took this upon yourself or the department to say that they would object to it?
I believe what the statement says is that placing a deadline for the conveyances to Sea Alaska necessarily would place that work ahead of the other work that the department is currently engaged in.
No. You said the regional corporations should be put ahead of the line.
Correct.
That's right. That's what you said. Are you aware that there's a resolution signed by the Alaska Regional Corporation presidents, the CEOs, that fully supports this legislation?
I have not reviewed that material. I was told yesterday by representatives of Sea Alaska that such a resolution does exist.
Among those testifying for the lands exchange was Sea Alaska board member Byron Malott. He says the Tongass National Forest is home to the first people, the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian.
The only remaining people in the United States of America that still live on their homelands and have never, ever been defeated had a treaty. People who value their presence and their relationship and their collaboration and being citizens of this country, but who still live in fear that their way of life is slowly being eroded away. Mr. Chair, that is the fear of the way of life that I live with every single day of my life.
But commercial fisherman Don Hernandez said he's also worried about losing his way of life. He's from Point Baker and says the community opposes the bill and fears the Tongass will change forever if it passes.
The loss of any say about how the land surrounding us will be used is the focus of opposition to this bill. Recent scientific assessments show that old-growth forests that Sea Alaska is seeking for economic development is some of the most biologically important forests in all of Southeast Alaska. What makes these areas so productive also makes them more vulnerable to damage from intensive clear-cut logging.
Sea Alaska and those opposed to the land swap dispute how extensive logging will be if the plan goes through. The Natural Resources Committee did not mark up the bill or vote on it, which would have to happen before it could reach the full U.S. House.